Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show. It is brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Everything gets magnified in a baseball season, Tito. It seems like, depending on what part of the season you're in, if you get off to a bad start, everyone thinks it's the end of the world. And right now you've had three bad outings against the Minnesota Twins. But conversely, have you seen a team swing the bat much better in recent memory than what Minnesota is?
And you know what? I'm sure that it's a little bit of everything when things go good or go bad or in between. The one thing I don't want to do is take away credit from the Twins. They have come in here and manhandled us. It doesn't make me happy, but that's what's happened. And they're young. They're playing with enthusiasm. They're certainly swinging the bats. But I think you need to give them credit because they have completely dismantled us. And, yeah, I don't think we've executed pitching like we need to. But they're also part to blame for that because of the way they've been swinging the bats.
This isn't the Twins pregame show, but a guy that has kind of become a whipping boy up in the Twin Cities is the local boy, Joe Mauer, because of what he's getting paid. He's not catching anymore. He's had 2 years back-to-back where it's not been like Joe Mauer. Last night he showed everybody he is still pretty good hitter, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, and again, that's not my worries, what
right.
they think, you know, all that. But I know when he comes up to the plate, if there's a runner in scoring position, you can bet your bottom dollar, a lot like Brantley, he's not going to pull off. He's going to hit the ball the opposite way and give that runner a chance to score.
You mentioned Michael Brantley. Are you encouraged by what is going on this week?
I hope so. I mean, I think, you know, in fairness to him, I don't want to go overboard. You know, he did the simulated game yesterday and everything, and we'll probably give him a day down today and kind of then get him back on the machine. But, yeah, I'm hopeful. Again, I don't want to put more pressure on him because I think he's putting enough on himself. You know, you've been around him, Hammy. You know, you see how hard he tries and how, you know, man, this kid, man, he's everything you want. And that's why we want him so bad. But we need to be fair to him, too.
Well, the guy that's kind of in a similar boat is Yan Gomes. It's killing him not to be helping this ball club. Where is he right now, Tito?
Well, he's still in the mode where, or in the transition of where you're doing the range of motion, you know, a lot of it in the water. He's getting his range of motion. He doesn't have it yet where he can just go. You know, he's got to work on it every day and get it loose, and he's got to get some of the swelling still out of there. He's doing a great job, don't get me wrong, but that thing's got to heal also while he's trying to get better.
Trevor Bauer's had a rough go of it really since the 1st of July. What is going on there, Tito? And also in this series, are Twins hitters too comfortable?
Well, you know, with Trevor, you know, I thought last night, I don't think it's always just one thing. I guess it can be, but I don't think it is with Trevor. I thought for a couple starts there, he looked a little, just didn't have a lot of energy. I thought last night he got into a mode where he's trying to throw as hard as he could. He's probably frustrated. And then he wasn't commanding for, you know, he had five walks, 402 hits. That's a hard way to be successful. So, again, you know, he hasn't done that before or for a while. That was what happened last night.
What then can you expect today from Mike Clevinger?
Well, and that's the, you know, when there's unknowns, you know, it creates some anxiety. That's why we went and got Ryan Merritt to protect us, because the one thing, losing's hard and it's no fun, but losing and ruining your bullpen is really bad because then you can't catch up for 3 or 4 days. So we're trying to protect our bullpen. Naturally, we want to win, but you want to protect so one or two losses or three doesn't turn into six or seven.
The thing about Clevinger, he's got major league stuff. Is it a case now, Tito, where does he have to kind of calm himself down? Can he get a little too amped up?
Yeah, that's part of it, and I think he needs to command, you know, work ahead all the things that all the other pitchers do. But like you said, he does have good stuff. He's got a breaking ball. He's got a fastball. He's got a changeup. He just has to learn how to use them, when to use them, and to work ahead.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Twins on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.